USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration has a new strategy to keep children in the classroom using increased COVID-19 testing. In the face of many school districts going virtual to avoid spreading the Omicron variant, the move will use a test-to-stay approach. Previously, unvaccinated students who had close contact with a peer who was COVID-19 positive were required to quarantine. The defense for Kim Potter, the ex-Minnesota police officer charged with manslaughter, Potter claims she meant to use her taser on Dante Wright during a traffic stop earlier this year, but accidentally grabbed her gun and shot him instead when he resisted arrest. While testifying, Potter broke down on the stand.
I was very distraught. I just shot somebody. I've never done that.
USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.